shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. To you, O Lord. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped the servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You can't always believe everything you're told, right? My dad and I used to go round and round about that saying and proposition. He would tell me not to believe everything I heard or read, and I would tell him, the media has an obligation to tell the truth. And then when he was on the other side of an issue, he'd claim something is true because he read it in the paper or heard it on the news. And then I'd remind him of what he had told me, don't believe everything you read or hear. News reports say one thing, but sometimes they're laced with the political agenda of the reporter in order to have the listener believe in the cause of the reporter. While ethics and solid reporting methodology don't support such activity, most mature people know in their hearts that this supposition is true. People even listen to different news reports, hearing virtually the same story, and yet they're reported differently. Some of you listen to CBS, others Fox News, still others CNN, and most of you would agree the stories are the same. The same riots in the same cities, the same numbers of people hurt or killed, the same storms that hit one part of the country or another, or a fire, or one story on one network versus another network where the reporters claim to let you decide and don't even other news outlets don't even make that claim, knowing that if they report opinion as fact, some of you will believe what they say that day. In the gospel reading for today from St. Luke, you hear of sure blessings from God that uplift all creation. But can you believe it? The faith that is required to believe such blessings is implied and is contained in that message. And the messenger, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was not only blessed, but was carrying the greatest blessing of all creation in her womb. The Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, was in Mary. The Holy Spirit proceeded from the Word and made such a joyful impact on Elizabeth that John the Baptist, who was in her womb, leaped at the sound of Mary's greeting. There was such joy in Mary's voice. The Word could not be contained, and the joy of the moment was shared by all who were in attendance. Elizabeth was happy, and even the baby in her womb who heard the noise was overjoyed at the presence of a Savior. Yet hearing isn't the same as believing. The Holy Spirit that proceeded from the Word is what made Mary blessed among women. Elizabeth didn't say that Mary was blessed above all women. She didn't ascribe to her a holiness that was on the par with God. But she did recognize the special designation that should be given to Mary as being blessed among women. There's no reason to minimize the role Mary would have had as the mother of our Lord. There is no reason either to minimize the great honor bestowed upon her by Almighty God in having chosen her from among all other young women in the world, even from all the young women at that time in that area of Israel. While hearing isn't the same as believing, the joy that was experienced that day was shared by all present. Add to the joy being felt by Elizabeth, the joy of the son in her own pregnant belly at her advanced age, John's joy was so great it was not to be contained. This was probably the time when John was filled with the Spirit that the angel had promised to his father Zechariah in Luke 1:15. Even before his birth, John rejoiced in Jesus, just as he did during his earthly ministry. As John the Baptist, he would have the great privilege of introducing the Messiah to the Jewish nation. And the recognition of this faith moved John to jump for joy in his mother's womb and caused Mary to break into song on the spot. Like a Sound of Music musical, the mother of Jesus breaks into song, giving glory to God for his great gifts to her. Hers was a joy that compelled her to lift her voice in a hymn of praise. And the fullness of the Spirit leads you to joyful praise in your own lives too, singing aloud and with joy the carols of the season and to the glory of God in all seasons. Mary's song contains quotations from and references to the Old Testament scriptures, especially the Psalms and the song of Hannah in 1 Samuel. Mary hid God's word in her heart and turned it into a song. Her great desire was to magnify the Lord, not herself. She used the phrase, "He has," 8 times as she recounted what God had done for her as a recipient of His blessing. To begin with, God had saved her, which indicates that Mary was a sinner like all of us and needed to trust the Lord for her eternal salvation. Not only had He saved her, but He also had chosen her to be the mother of the Messiah. He had regarded her, which means He was mindful of her and looked with favor upon her. No doubt there were others who could have been chosen, but God chose her. The Lord had indeed showered His grace on her. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world to bring nothing, to bring to nothing those things that are. Not only was God mindful of her, but He was also mighty for her, working on her behalf. And Mary would have no problem singing, "Great things has He done," because she believed in God and yielded to His will. He performed a miracle in her life and used her to bring the Savior to the world. That's what God did for us. In the second stanza of her song, Mary included all of God's people who fear Him from generation to generation. We have all received His mercy and experienced His help. Mary named 3 specific groups to whom God had been merciful: the helpless, the humble. The common people of the day were almost helpless when it came to civil rights, or what we today would call social justice. They were often hungry and downtrodden and discouraged. There was no way for them to fight the system. There was a secret society of patriotic Jewish extremists called Zealots who used violent means to oppose Rome, but their activities really only made matters worse. Mary saw the Lord turning everything upside down. The weak dethrone the mighty, the humble scatter the proud, the nobodies are exalted, the hungry are filled, and the rich, they end up poor. The grace of God works contrary to the thoughts and ways of this world's system. The church is something like that band of men that gathered around David in 1 Samuel. Everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, everyone who was bitter in soul gathered to him. God was kind to his chosen people. In Matthew 1, he says, "He will save his people from their sins." The very meaning of Jesus, his name. In spite of Israel's destitute condition, the nation was still God's servant, and he would help the people fulfill his purposes. God was on Israel's side. He would remember his mercy and keep his promises. And were it not for Israel, Jesus would have no reason to be brought into the world. And Israel and the Gentiles alike are joined as His children now in the church of God's very own Son. So this is the beginning of the celebration then. You will join in worship and song again later this week as the joy of the season surrounds you in the account of Christ's birth. You will be privileged to hear the Word as it is revealed to you, and the Holy Spirit will touch your hearts as once again you will be reminded of the love embodied as God's own Son, Jesus Christ. Your heart will cry out in song and in joy as you too will be strengthened in your faith in the Word made flesh. And then on Christmas morning we will gather again to celebrate the birth of the King on His birthday. You will be in His presence, and as the Lord's Supper appears in His own flesh and blood to once again strengthen your faith. Your faith is strengthened so that you may believe. You are given the power to believe in the salvation that is yours through the gift of this great and glorious gift of all time. The Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, is present in word and sacrament, giving you faith that will save you for all of eternity. The sins of your life are forgiven. Everlasting life is yours through Christ's sacrifice for you on the cross and His marvelous resurrection. And all of this gives you peace. Amen. And the peace of God, that peace that surpasses all human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus till He returns again in glory. Amen. If you're able, I invite you to stand as we confess our Christian faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those preparing to celebrate the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, that remembering John the forerunner's preaching of the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, we too may die to sin and rise to new life, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the church, that the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world would richly and daily forgive our sin and the sins of all believers. For Matthew, our Synod President, Roger, our District President, Anthony, our Synod Circuit Visitor, and all pastors in Christ, that they would remain faithful to not deny, but confess your truth. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For our republic in its need, that abandoning all anxiety, we would instead, by prayer and thanksgiving, make our requests known to God. the authorities and the new, those newly elected, that God would give wisdom, health, and success to those that govern us, and for peace in our time, even as we rest confident in the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all women with child and all mothers with infant children, that God would grant them increasing happiness in their blessings. For the lonely, the depressed, and the despairing, for the sick, the anxious, and the dying, for those who mourn, especially all those who've asked for our prayers and those we now name in our hearts. That they would all take comfort in the resurrection, look forward in faith toward their own bodily resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all who receive Christ's holy body and precious blood today, that they may eat it and drink it in repentance and faith, and in the unity of a true confession, and for love and desire for the blessed sacrament this Christmas time, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the key of David and the scepter of the house of Israel. By his death, he has opened the kingdom of heaven and closed the gates of hell for all those who trust in him. By his resurrection, he has rescued the prisoners who sat in darkness in the shadow of death. Grant that as we recall with thanksgiving his advent in the flesh, we may always confess him and remain watchful for his advent in glory at the last day. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the Common Doxology, hymn 805.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Rejoice.
To the Lord our God. Try to give him thanks, praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when He comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God on earth and might, heaven and earth are full of Your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are You, Lord of heaven and earth, for You have had mercy on those whom You created and sent Your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg You, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with Your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat His body and drink His blood as He bids us do in His own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in His kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To You alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He gave it to His disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is My body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. In the same way also He took the cup after supper. When He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us Your body and blood to eat and to drink, You lead us to remember and confess Your holy cross and passion, Your blessed death, Your rest in the tomb, Your resurrection from the dead, Your ascension into heaven, and Your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in Your kingdom and teach us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.